For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Many have seen the horrific cell phone video which shows South Carolina officer Michael Slager murdering Walter Scott, the unarmed former Coast Guard employee and father of four. There has been much talk of body cameras, and the mayor there has said the police department in North Charleston will soon be equipped with them. A WBAI listener calling into the New Morning Show today questioned whether body cameras could be doctored and whether they will actually help document the truth. Many in South Carolina and elsewhere have asked if there was no video, would the officer have gone free? The video showed the officer firing 8 times as Scott ran away. Slater picked up something from the ground which appeared to be a taser. He put it next to Walter Scott as he lay dead on the ground. Slager said Scott grabbed his taser. The young man, Faden Santana, who filmed the incident, told NBC that Scott was trying to get away from the taser. And now a recording from the South Carolina police scanner reveals the officer's attempt at a cover-up.
223, dispatch, shots fired. Subject is down. You grab my taser.
Dispatch, 223, shots fired. He grabs your taser. Subject is down at 938.
Without that video, the police department in South Carolina's original statement that the taser was grabbed and the officer's service weapon was used in an appropriate level of force may have been ruled as the reason for the death of Walter Scott. Meanwhile, the White House and Mayor de Blasio have seized on the South Carolina case to make a pitch for wider use of body cameras by police. Another kind of camera took down a Brooklyn detective. He was suspended without pay after he was accused of pocketing cash during a business raid. Detective Ian Cyrus was stripped of his gun and badge and placed on desk duty after the alleged incident last Friday. Authorities say Cyrus was looking into the sale of untaxed cigarettes when surveillance cameras showed him pocketing $3,000. The Internal Affairs Bureau is investigating. The union representing Cyrus has no immediate comment. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio and Senator Charles Schumer are calling for increased federal transportation funding. They're urging Congress to replenish the Federal Highway Trust Fund. Authority to spend money from the trust fund expires on May 31st. De Blasio said the public transportation system and the regional highways are the lifeline for the nation's largest city. Meanwhile, Code Pink wants folks to call out Chuck Schumer for his support of a bill by Senator Bob Corker. Corker is a Tennessee Republican, chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's pushing legislation to require Congress to approve the deal to limit Iran's nuclear program. Obama objects to the bill and has promised to veto it. Chuck Schumer, on his way to becoming Democratic Majority Leader, is backing the Corker bill. Code Pink wants you to phone his office and tell him to drop support of the Corker bill, and also to put in a call to Senator Gillibrand, who is on the fence about supporting the bill. Go to codepink.org for more information. And finally, the New York City Council kicked off an inclusive approach to budgeting. This is where New Yorkers can get a say in how some of the city's money is allocated. It's called participatory budgeting. It's a grassroots process where capital funding, $30 million citywide, is allocated by 24 council districts towards proposals developed by communities across the city to meet local needs. Elected officials will hold public meetings to identify neighborhood concerns. They'll craft proposals to address them. Residents then decide which proposals to fund through a public vote. Voting takes place at over 250 poll sites and mobile voting locations throughout the city. This is from this Saturday, April 11th, through Sunday, April 19th. Go to nyccouncil.org to learn more. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.